The reality was perhaps too hard to bear. Just 8 days after a massive earthquake crushed Haiti, another one hit, instilling fresh fears among Haitians still reeling from the first. This man was incredulous.
I heard like a big ringing around, but I didn't understand whether it was for real, understand? And afterwards people were trying to tell me that it had happened again.
These pictures from just after Wednesday's quake showed distressed but mostly calm survivors in shelters in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Nearby, tent cities have mushroomed. Those made homeless by last week's quake wait with few necessities. Gangs of teens prowl the camp where up to 50,000 survivors have gathered. Some are tired of waiting.
I got to get out of Haiti. I can't stay in Haiti. Ain't no life in Haiti. I have to get out of Haiti. If I want to protect my daughter, I have to get out of Haiti.
Elsewhere, doctors are struggling to treat thousands of injured with limited resources, and others are doing what they can to help, including radio broadcasters. FM radio helps keep some Haitians up to date on how to get what they need to survive.
Information can save lives. Information is as important as providing people water, food, sanitation, you know, education. You know, at times of crisis, when everything is collapsed, you know, people don't know where to go.
Despite some criticism of the huge U.S. presence, these troops were focused on securing Port-au-Prince hospitals and delivering humanitarian relief.
Right now we have a little over 2,000 troops on the ground, another 9,000 in the area on the ship supporting us overnight.
On Tuesday, an important recovery by Mexican rescue workers. The body of the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Haiti, Monsignor Joseph Serge Mieux, found sitting at his desk in the Catholic compound.
Someone said that he had made a cell phone call following the quake, but the Monsignor was holding a pair of glasses in his right hand. He was sitting at his desk, so it was very hard to get him out with all the rubble and wood around him.
But these same rescuers scored a victory earlier Tuesday when they rescued a 69-year-old woman from the ruins of the same compound. She had a broken leg and a dislocated hip, but later told rescuers she was fine. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Okay, we can speak a language?
Yeah.